Growing the Game with Ballsy is a podcast dedicated to growing the game of football in Saskatchewan. Each week, Michael Ball will talk with writer guests, but he'll also highlight amateur athletes, coaches, and builders in this province growing the game we love. Now, here's Ballsy.
Growing the Game with Ballsy, brought to you by Face First Medical Aesthetics above Gabbles on Dewdney Avenue in Regina. You're going to go to the gym and get that body going for a fresh, clean slate in 2021. Well, how about freshening up that face and your looks for 2021 in a naturally looking way? Go see Crescendo over there at Face First Medical Aesthetics. Pizza Hut's in Saskatchewan and David Dubay and the Concord Group of Companies. Thanks to him for getting on board. Mark Greshner Photography. Check out his awesome work at markgreshner.com. That was one of my highlights of 2020, having him come to the ledge and take pictures of my son for his graduation. Also, Riviere Ag Seeds out there in Radville. Thanks to Paul Riviere and his family for getting on board. Riviere Ag Seeds is Southern Saskatchewan's premium certified seed grower, delivering homegrown certified durum yellow peas and chickpeas. And I just found out Paul's a Miami Dolphins fan. Wow, didn't know that. His team's got a shot at the playoffs if they win this weekend. By SaskSelects Football, building the gridiron stars of tomorrow today. By our friend Corey Zadorozniak out there in Weyburn at Double Z Ag Sales. For grain hauling, grain marketing, and crop insurance, check out Double Z Ag Sales. And for our buddy Paul Waldo at Royal LePage in Regina. To get in the real estate game, give the three-time Grey Cup champion a call at 306-502-5355. They're sponsoring today's Athlete of the Week segment, and our Athlete of the Week today in the spotlight is Connor Bergloff, veteran center of the University of Saskatchewan Huskies. He's a guy that has declared for the 2021 CFL draft, whenever that will be held. Bergloff, a big veteran guy, 6'3", 300-pounder. I caught up with him right before Christmas. A guy from Tommy Douglas High School in Saskatoon, that would be our friend Connor Bergloff. How are you, Connor?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Connor Bergloff, the offensive lineman, the center for the U of S Huskies. 6'3", 300 pounds. Now, am I low or high on the weight? Is the weight hanging at about 300?
Yeah, weight's right around 300, yeah. 305.
Do you think you'll put on some pounds at Christmas?
I mean, I always do. I'll eat a little too much.
Yeah, so do you have a baking favorite? Chris, our boss, Zinger and I, my producer, our boss roasted these nuts. I could have ate 17 bags of them, which wouldn't be good, but it is good and all the same. What kind of gets your sweet tooth, or what do you like to munch on?
Oh, that would have to be shortbread and lemon bars.
Shortbread and lemon bars, I love it. Hey, Connor, do you got a nickname?
Just Bergie.
Bergie. They go at Bergie, eh? Okay, that's good. So, Connor, center, very important position on the offensive line, actually the most important position. You had a choice to make. You're one of those guys that could either continue to put your name in for the 2021 draft or opt out and go in 2022. What have you decided to do, Connor?
I've decided to enter the draft this year.
Okay, and how did you come to that decision?
It was an eligibility thing for me. Like, I only have 1 year left of eligibility to play U Sports football, so I figured this would be a great opportunity for me to enter the draft, hopefully go to a camp, and if I do end up getting cut, I can still come back to the U of S and have another year to develop, whereas if I put it off, I wouldn't have that chance.
Very smart. Who helped you with that decision?
I believe Nelson Lacombo and Josh Haggerty are doing the same.
Yeah, no, that's right. And we just had Josh on the show yesterday, and Nelson obviously expected to be a high pick. Connor, who's a guy in that program that helped you? You know, when you come into a program as a young guy, this is your fourth year, you just said. So when you come into a program, who helped you along the way? And have you passed that on to other younger guys?
Who really helped me was actually my good friend and former center, Andrew Sirk. Mm-hmm. I had switched positions from tackle to center, and he definitely took me under his wing and taught me everything he knew. And I try to do that with younger guys coming up.
Yeah. So I'm a general manager, Connor, and you're sitting, we're in a Zoom call because that's how we have to do it right now. You tell me here why I should spend some draft capital on Connor Bergloff of the U of S Huskies.
I'm hardworking. I'm fast. I'm athletic. I can get the job done no matter what it is. And I'm pretty mean on the field. kind of kind of flick a switch, anything for a first down.
You can do that. Hey, you can. Is that something that you can develop, or do you just have that nature, do you think, where you could just flick a switch? Because we had John Chick on the show yesterday, former Rider great, very religious guy, but when he goes on the field, he talks about killing quarterbacks. You have that same mentality where you can just flick a switch?
Yeah, it's just kind of innate for me. Like, I'm pretty chill before a game, like, just hanging out in my own head, like, doing whatever. Like, this is going to sound bad, but, like, honestly, couldn't have a care in the world. But as soon as you get that first hit in, it's like, okay, it's go time, and I'm going to kill you, and we're going to win this game.
I love that. Hey, Connor, how did it feel to watch your teammate, former Regina Thunder player, Colton Klassen, break his leg? I thought his career was over. You're on offense with him. How did it feel to watch that? Because the playoff game, the stadium just went silent. It was a cold afternoon. But now to see this kid back, take me through the whole range of emotions as a teammate and see him fight his way back.
I mean, initially on the field, like, we didn't really know what was happening. And once we found out and saw what happened, like, it was just devastating morally. Like, he's a massive part of our offense. He's a playmaker. Like, anytime we need, like, some motivation or, you know, like, a little up in the motivation, he'll, like, he makes plays, he gets it done. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he's a hard worker, puts his nose to the grindstone. And, I mean, I wasn't surprised that he recovered as fast as he did. Like, he attacked his rehab like he attacks everything else, like, full bore all the time, doing as much as he can to get back.
Hey, I got 11, 12 Huskies on my top 50 list that I'm going to be putting out in the new year here. I'm doing a YouTube top 50 Can West show. You're on the list, but you've got two guys that you protect and help. You're a road grader for Adam Mackert, and you're a blocker for Mason Nyes. Tell me about those two guys that are behind you that you protect. And it's interesting because offensive linemen sacrifice their bodies for other guys to have all the greatness. But just talk about those two character guys.
Yeah, well, Mason, he's a wonderful guy, awesome to be around, fantastic in the locker room. And, like, he's a great quarterback. Like, he's willing to do whatever he can to help out his guys. And he's just a playmaker. Like, he can throw the ball. He reads the defense really well. It's just phenomenal. Adam Mackert, I mean, I can't say enough good things about that guy. He's fantastic. There's a reason he was nominated for the Het Crichton. Like, he's just unreal. Best running back I've played with over the years.
He got ripped off of the Het Crichton, let's be honest. That's how I...
That's a different issue.
That's how I feel. Hey, man, I like watching you play, even though I'm the voice of the Rams. I look forward to what's going to take place. Hopefully, everybody gets on the field in the fall because I think the Huskies have a pretty good team. So do the Rams. So does Calgary. It's going to be a real interesting race. And I'm eager to see where you get drafted. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule. Enjoy the Christmas baking. Merry Christmas, Connor Bergloff.
Thanks for having me. Merry Christmas.
Well, here at Growing the Game with Ballsy, we like movies just like you, and it's been confirmed that Harrison Ford will return for the fifth and final Indiana Jones movie. I've yet to see one, to be honest with you. Anyway, shooting begins next spring, 2021. When the movie comes out in 2022, Harrison Ford will be 80 years old.
Coming in 2022, Harrison Ford will star in the fifth and final Indiana Jones movie. Here are potential titles. Indiana Jones and the Dentures of Doom. Watch as he makes his way through a bowl of oatmeal. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Assisted Living. Raiders of the Last Medicine Cabinet. He's not trying to procure ancient artifacts. He is an ancient artifact. Indiana Jones and the Search for Prune Juice. Indiana Jones and the Early Bird Special. Or Indiana Jones and the Kids That Won't Get Off His Lawn. The fifth and final sequel, probably going directly to Netflix. Check your depends for showtimes.
This has been Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a football story you'd like to share to help us grow the game, email Michael Ball at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com. Ballsy can be heard weekdays in Regina on 104.9 The Wolf Morning Show and during Saskatchewan Roughriders and U of R Rams broadcasts on 620 CKRM.